The Narrow Road to the Deep North by Richard Flanagan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For prisoner San Bayaku San Julio, Number 335. Mother, they write poems. Paul Sellen. A bee staggers out of the peony. Bashaw. Chapter 1. Why at the beginning of things is there always light? Dorrigo Evans's earliest memories were of sun flooding a church hall in which he sat with his mother and grandmother. A wooden church hall. Blinding light and him toddling back and forth, in and out of its transcendent welcome, into the arms of women. Women who loved him, like entering the sea and returning to the beach over and over. Bless you, his mother says as she holds him and lets him go. Bless you, boy! That must have been 1915 or 1916. He would have been one or two. Shadows came later in the form of a forearm rising up, its black outline leaping in the greasy light of a kerosene lantern. Jackie Maguire was sitting in the Evans's small dark kitchen, crying. No one cried then, except babies.